The former one-room schoolhouse that black children living near Hockessin, Delaware once had to attend is becoming a National Park Service historic site for its role in desegregating schools in America. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Leroy Peterson beamed on Tuesday with former classmates at the site of the former Hockessin Colored School, number 107.
I never thought that our school would have been, you know, revamped, and it's just a wonderful feeling that they are redoing it and we'll get to walk through those doors again.
Peterson and others were celebrating Brown v. Board of Education Day. The Hockessin School played a key role in the 1954 Supreme Court DSEG ruling. Now Congress has made the brick building a historic site, along with other schools across the nation involved in Brown v. Board. Another is the Howard High School of Technology in Wilmington. Cardiac surgeon Ray Blackwell sits on the board of a group renovating the school. A decade ago, it was due to be sold at sheriff's sale and torn down. Now it's going to be a center for diversity, inclusion, and social equity.
What happened here changed the face of American society years ago, and we want to honor those people that were involved in those cases. What happened here was nothing short of a miracle, and I believe that to dishonor it would be just a huge mistake.
President Biden lives a few miles away, and he hosted former students last week at the White House. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.